Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
He's too cocky. He's got too much confidence. He's too convicted. He's the number one high school football podcaster in America. He's the number one scout in the country. Coast to coast. Gold State to the Sunshine State. Giving it to you raw and uncut like the meat at the liquor store on the corner. KM to GM. Nobody does it better. Buckle up, folks. It's time for the truth. Let's fucking go.
Welcome, welcome. You're now listening to Transparent Truth. It's your boy, Coach Keith. Five Star Friday. Excited, very excited about today's guest, big time player out of the 2021 class. But before we get to that, we have to remind you about our sleeper of the week.
It's time for our Sit and Sleep Sleeper of the Week. Really want to thank our guy, Larry Miller. He's allowing us to showcase unknown prospects that need to be brought to the spotlight. Larry is all about family and community, and his support is helping to change the lives of young players across the country. Each week, young men are getting scholarship offers after being featured on this show. So thank you, Larry. When we have business and a man that is really interested in the community, we need to show our support right back at him. Sit and Sleep is the only place that offers advanced sleep technology. Greg?
Body diagnostics. That's five-star stuff. This is high-quality stuff. Lay down on a mattress, and within seconds, thousands of sensors can help you find the absolute right mattress for you.
Wow, within seconds?
Seconds.
Man, that's awesome. Yeah.
Sit and Sleep.
They'll beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Appreciate you, Larry Miller.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, now I'd like to bring in my very special guest today, Five Star Friday. I know you guys are going to be hearing this on Friday on the podcast. We're going live now on Twitter Periscope. I want to bring in 2021 wide receiver, modern day high school, one of the country's best wideouts, four-star recruit in a lot of people's eyes, pushing five-star in my eyes. I want to bring in Mr. Kyron Ware Hudson. K-Hud, what's good?
Not much. Appreciate it for having me.
No doubt, man. I'm so glad, first of all, for you being on the Transparent Truth 5-Star Friday. This is always a special show reserved for those special players and coaches who are making a difference, not only on the football field, but off the football field. And we'll talk a little bit about that. I know we got a lot of Oregon Duck fans who listen into the show. I know they're going to be excited to hear from you, excited to hear why you chose Oregon, what the energy is like in that building once you visit it, what it's like when you're out in Cali, and we'll get into all that. But let's go back to the beginning, Kyron. Now you're a four-star receiver. Was it always that way? Talk to me and walk me through what it was like when you first started playing ball and what inspired you to get on the field.
So I wasn't a big football player. You know, I grew up playing basketball. And basketball was my sport. I loved it. And I always was like, oh, I'm gonna make the NBA. So I always stuck my head with basketball and played. And then it's not up until my freshman year in high school where I got my first offer to Oregon. And I was like, dang, I can do something with football. So then my mind just changed and I focused on football. And I just, each day I just try to get better and strive to be best. So that's what happened.
No doubt about it. So let's go back to the beginning. When did you first start playing the game, and when did you fall in love with the game?
So I started playing when I was 5 years old. So I started playing flag. I played flag for 3 years. And then I stopped. And then my first year of tackle football was, I'll say I was eight. So my first year playing tackle football, that was in Marietta Rams. And I was a receiver at the time. So I played receiver 2 years, and then that's when I stopped, and I played basketball. So my mindset went to basketball, and so I started playing basketball. And then my dad told me, let's try football again. So we went back to football, played that 1 year, and then said, oh, let's go back to basketball. So we played basketball, and then my Second year, I got held back. I was going to play with the Rams. I mean, no, not the Rams, the Rancho Panthers. And then something happened, and then we just ended up not playing. So that was my second year of eighth grade. So we didn't play. So we just trained, and then got ready for high school. So, yeah, that's what happened.
No, it's funny how things shake out in the end. You're kind of a multi-sport guy, right? Playing a little basketball. What position did you play in basketball? You look like a three, right? You look like you're going to play a little small forward. You're going to run the wing, finish at the rim. Talk to me about your basketball prowess.
Basketball, I used to play point guard.
Wow.
I didn't even think that, but I wasn't that tall. I wasn't the biggest player, but actually my freshman year, that's when they changed my position and I played the four.
Okay.
So I was bigger than everyone, and I had that speed in basketball, because speed in basketball is different. So, and then I had the handles to change it. So,
okay. Yeah. And your time playing basketball, and there's a lot of opinions about multi-sport athletes at the next level, right? Your time playing basketball, how do you think it helped you on the football? How do you think it helps you on the football field?
It helped me a lot, you know, conditioning wise. You know, basketball, they run a whole lot. So even doing that and then getting onto the football field and be like, dang, I'm ready, while other people are just sitting down and just relaxing during the offseason, I have something to go to and work on my, you know, conditioning. So that helped a lot.
No question. Now, you're a pretty well put together young man. When did you begin in the weight room? Because there's a lot of different ideas on when, you know, athletes, young athletes should start in a weight room. When did you begin getting under a weight bench or a barbell in a weight room?
So that really started, I'll say, my second year of eighth grade, where I really, like, we really was like, okay, we're gonna play this sport. We're gonna play football, so we got to put a little weight on. So I was a little scrawny kid back in the day, and I didn't have no muscles, so. I worked out with my brother a lot, so we just did bench. You know, it wasn't that much weight, but we did bench. And then actually when I got my freshman year in high school, that's when we really started hitting things.
You mentioned your brother, and I wanted to go there before we moved into high school. Talk to me about the impact that your brother and also your dad, who was also heavily involved in your life and involved in football, tell me the impact that they've had on you playing the game.
Yeah, my brother. You know, me and him are really close. That also helped me with my decision to go into Oregon. But we're really close, and we push each other to be the best. You know, that's what you want in a brother, and that's what he gives me every single day, and I give him every single day. So those things that help me be the best person I am, it helps a lot. Especially my dad, you know, seeing him on Twitter and him helping us to get where we are now is just, it's tremendous, and we can't thank him enough.
No question about it. So right now, you're moving into your senior year at Mater Dei. Mater Dei is a historical high school across the country. People in every state in America know about Mater Dei. Why Mater Dei for you, and what has the experience been like so far?
Oh, shoot, Mater Dei. You know, everyone knows Mater Dei, and it's a great school, not just only in sports, but education. But the coaches there are just – so they tell you when you're wrong, and that's what I want in a coach, and to teach me, to get me ready for the next level, and that's what I really looked at. And also education, you know, you got to have that education in order to be the person you want. So that helped a lot, and just striving to be the best, and I thought they gave me the best opportunity, so I took it.
Now, I remember you coming out of eighth grade. I had projections of you being a big-time player. I saw your eighth grade highlight tape. Yes, I've been scouting you for that long. And you just finished up your junior year not too long ago. And it was a pretty phenomenal year, not just for yourself, but at modern-day football just in general. It was something like we had never seen before, playing an elite schedule and really dominating from, you know, 0 to 100. But it didn't end the way you guys wanted. You guys took an L in the CIF championship game against St. John Bosco. Tell me about that game, and tell me about what your motivation is or how you feel facing them coming up this upcoming season. Is there a little extra motivation?
Yeah, of course, especially ending the way we did and with the seniors, this team that we had this past year was so close. And the way we ended wasn't the way we wanted to. And so that always was being in the back of our minds and just push us every single day to get better and to always have it in the back of my mind, like, oh, this is Bosco. Like, we gotta win. Remember what happened last year. So, yeah, that always going to be in the back of my mind. But, yeah, that game didn't go as planned. And, you know, things happen for a reason, but it's just we gotta come back.
Now, you had a phenomenal junior year. And you made some plays on national TV that people are still talking about. What's the high point for you of your junior season? What was the high moment for you where you say, you know what, I'm that dude?
It was just confidence. My sophomore year, it was my first year playing receiver, and I didn't get the time that I wanted to get on the field. And so during that offseason, I worked so hard, and like the work that I put in and then seeing it be put onto the field my junior year, it just really showed me like hard work pays off. So I just had that mindset of, oh, dang, last year wasn't fun at all, sitting on the sideline. So let's strive to be great. And then just went from there.
There's no question about it. You lit it up. But you had the fortune of playing with some really great teammates. And everybody doesn't have that type of good fortune, right? Let's just be honest. Modern day is a loaded school. You guys got athletes up the yin-yang. But you had to play. You got a chance to play with maybe the best high school player I've ever seen in Bryce Young. What was that experience like for you as a receiver, playing with a quarterback of such magnitude?
Yeah, he made the game so easy. It was like he put the ball where you want it to be, and he actually – it was just crazy. You know, him running downfield and me blocking for him, giving him the hole, it's just chemistry like that that a lot of teams don't have, and it's just a player like him, just one of a kind. So I was really blessed to have a quarterback like that, and – just really blessed, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's gonna happen anytime soon, or maybe for the rest of your career. Hopefully, it does. And we all know Bryce is a special player. But let's get back to you. We're talking, you know, top 100 showcase this past weekend. Got a chance to watch you up close and in person. Did an evaluation on you this off season. Talked about improving a step of speed, and I saw improvement this past Saturday at the showcase. Tell me what you've been doing in the offseason to gain that step of speed, to create that separation that you're looking for.
So I just I have a new speed coach named Josh, Coach Josh, and we work really hard on explosion and change of speed. So he helped me a lot, and as you can tell, this past Saturday it helped a lot, and I feel a lot smoother. So yeah, he's a great coach, and I can't wait to train with him later on in life, and just can't wait, yeah.
Yeah, no question. Big difference. Evident in your movement ability and in your explosiveness. I think in your straight line and in your short area quickness, I definitely see improvement. But I know what stands out the most for me are your ball skills, right? You've improved the speed. I love your physicality after the catch and as a perimeter blocker. But your ball skills stand out. Reminds me of a former Florida State Seminole and a former Arizona Cardinal and Baltimore Raven, Mr. Anquan Boldin. What do you think about that comparison?
Yeah, I hear that a lot. Even Deion Sanders gave me that. And from him, Deion Sanders, yeah, that was crazy. And, you know, I hear it a lot about, and we have the same amount of speed. So a player like him, shoot, that's a blessing to hear from.
Yeah, no question about it. Let's move along. We're talking your senior year. Tell me about your individual goals. Tell me about your team goals. Tell me, in the perfect world, what does this senior year look like for Kyron?
I'm just trying to be the best player I am. You know, help my team end up with the goal that we wanted last year. And just to push harder and get to the end goal.
So, no, sounds good. Now, you had your first offer from Oregon back in the ninth grade. What did that feel like? And now, what did it feel like when you committed as a 2021 recruit?
Getting my first offer gave me so much relief, because knowing that my parents don't have to pay for college is truly a blessing. And realizing that, just like I said earlier, hard work pays off. And so just having that mindset of, dang, this is what it takes to be great. And so I just keep on doing that. And then also more came after that. And then just after committing, You know, the fans over there are tremendous, and they show so much love, and that's what I wanted, especially as football players, you want that. And so Oregon's just different, so I'm excited to be about it.
Of course, you have your older brother who's already on the team. You're a commit. What does Keon tell you about being an Oregon Duck? What are some of the private conversations that you guys have had just in terms of being an Oregon Duck and what that means as a football player?
He said it's like family over there. You know, the coaches show you so much love, and even though you're away from your family, it's like they're your uncles. And so they show so much love, and that's just something I want to be a part of. And my parents being comfortable with him being there also going to be comfortable with me, so I just can't wait for that to happen.
In terms of recruiting, what other schools did you consider, if you did consider any? And are there any other schools that are still recruiting you?
Actually, Arizona State was my other one that it was out of them two. But, I still have Arizona State recruiting me. Penn State just recently offered me. And then some other schools talking to me still.
Okay. Do you plan to take trips your senior year? If so, where to? Who have you talked to about that?
Just Oregon. Oregon's the only school that I've talked to about officials. And, just for right now, yes, sir, Oregon.
Okay, sound good. Now, the 2019 class at Oregon, which featured the country's number one recruit, Kayvon Thibodeau, we featured a top three cornerback in the country for me, which Mykael Wright. It was a loaded group. And then 2020 came, and they signed guys like Justin Flo. They signed guys like Big Sewell. Mm-hmm. What is going on in Eugene that elite recruiting has not only jumped off, but it's popped off, and it doesn't seem like it's going to slow down?
They just know how to recruit, and they show you what you want. And that's what a lot of recruits want, and it's like a family. They come together, and they just show you what your future is going to be like, and that's what, as recruits, you want. And so they're just giving us something we want, and we're taking it.
Now, this 2021 class is starting to get a little wild, right? Starting to get a little crazy. I know you guys got the quarterback already in the fold, Thompson out of Arizona. He's a big-time player, okay? Yourself, you're already getting in. You have guys like Seven McGee, who's also another explosive athlete, Bram Walden. I mean, you guys got some big-time players. But a little birdie told me that you guys are about to add another big-time player as recently as tomorrow. What can you tell us, or what can you not tell us about who you guys are or aren't adding tomorrow, or maybe not tomorrow?
Just stay tuned. Stay tuned to that.
Okay, we'll stay tuned to that. I know the Oregon fans, they're excited. I'm excited for the Ducks, and it sounds like some huge recruiting momentum and movement coming up real soon here shortly, and that sounds great. Let's talk a little bit about where you see yourself on campus and in that offense at Oregon with Coach Moorhead, who's a fantastic offensive coordinator, and the plethora of quarterbacks they have in the stable. What do you see yourself at Oregon, and how are you going to fit into that offense?
Yeah, I'm just ready to go in and be the best player I am and to help the offense out and, you know, to get to my end goals, which is the NFL. So just try to be the best and be the best player I can. So that's what I can't wait to do. So
you talked
waiting for.
Yeah, absolutely. You talked about your end goal. In 5 years, where do you see yourself? At that point in time, you played your senior year. You spent 3-4 years in college. Where do you see yourself in 5 years realistically?
Lord willing, get to the NFL. You know, that's always been my mind. Always been on my mind since I was a young kid and getting to the NFL. So I'm just going to take it step by step, day by day, and just try to be the best.
There's no question about it. If you had a chance to do it all over again, number one, do you choose modern day to go to high school? Okay. And number two, do you commit to Oregon so early in the process instead of kind of letting things play out?
I wouldn't change a bit. You know, modern day was the best choice for me. And now I realize that I really made the best choice. And with Oregon, that was just great timing for me. And just to build that camaraderie with the coaches and with my teammates is just something I thought was a great time, and now it looks like it.
It seems like Oregon is on the cusp of something extremely special. If I had to put a number on it, I would say they're a top 10 program nationally. But I know Coach Cristobal has visions of not just being a top 10 program. He has visions of being the elite program out west and a top three program nationally. What are your thoughts about that?
Man, we're going to get there for sure. And I just can't wait to be a part of it and to be a part of his coach. I mean, a part of his program. That's just something I can't wait to be a part of. So,
obviously, what it takes to get there is big time recruiting. Just today, three Oregon Ducks were named preseason first team All-American. Javon Holland, free safety, Penei Sewell, left tackle, and then Kayvon Thibodeau, the true sophomore defensive end. If you had a chance to take one guy from this Oregon team and duplicate him, right? Make a clone of him to add to the fervor, to add to the dominance that Oregon has shown over the last year and a half, 2 years, who would that person be and why?
Penei Sewell. I heard a lot about him. He's unstoppable. And I hear that he's a player that is just going to be dominant in the league. So that's something that you always want out of a player. So that's who I choose.
What does a guy like Penei Sewell at left tackle do for a guy like Kyron Ware-Husson at receiver?
And them screen passes, as you can tell in his film on there, is just the way he blocks and the way he just destroys people is something that I can't wait.
There's no question about it. We got a lot of Ducks fans watching this. I want to wrap this up because I don't want to take up all of your time. But if you had one thing to say to the Oregon Ducks fans about Kyron, what would you like to say to them?
I can't wait to get up there, and I can't wait to be the best player I am and give you guys a show.
No question about it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Kyron Ware-Husson, a four-star wide receiver, modern-day high school, 2021 Oregon commit. He had a big-time junior year, looking for more this upcoming season. And I tell you what, he may be undervalued nationally by the experts, but I can tell you this, Coach Keith is a believer. I've been a believer since eighth grade, and I'm telling you, he's going to be a big-time player in Eugene, and I know the Ducks need that perimeter playmaking, as it's been lacking a little bit over the last couple of years. Kyron Ware-Husson, he's in tow, and he's getting ready to go to Eugene after the season. Thanks for coming on the show, big dog.
Yeah, appreciate it, Coach.
All righty. Thank you.
All right, I appreciate Kyron Ware-Husson, one of the nation's best, for jumping on Five Star Friday with me. Please check back next week as we have Instant Impact, the national recruiting show with myself and B.A. Brooks Austin out in Georgia, the Transparent Truth Master Show, where I'm going to be tapping in with all my hot takes and recruiting news. And then Five Star Friday, we'll have another special guest. Again, I appreciate everybody for tuning in, locking and loading with Coach Keith. Until next time, there's a new sheriff in town, and his name's Reggie Hammond. Y'all be cool.